Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Combine gene editing and dairy cows and voila, you get hornless dairy cows.
That may seem strange, but it spares dairy farmers the cost of dehorning his cows, which prevents injuries to the other cows.
And lowering their cost means cheaper milk for us. Other genetically modified organisms in agriculture also hold advantages. Increased crop yields, disease resistance, enhanced nutrition, and drought resistance.
The reality is we've been selecting for desirable traits in plants and animals for thousands of years through selective mating and breeding. Genetic engineering just made it easier and quicker. For example, corn has been engineered to contain a bacterial protein which kills insects feeding on it.
Now a technology is allowing scientists to be even more specific. Called CRISPR, it's part of the immune system of bacteria, and scientists discover how to use it to edit genes.
They can remove or inactivate problem genes, correct mutated genes, or even insert new genes. CRISPR is pushing the boundaries of science by allowing researchers to edit human embryos in order to study genes important in human development.
Imagine one day correcting genetic disorders in babies while they're still embryos. But clearly, we face ethical landmines as people may be tempted to design the perfect child.
Back to agriculture and CRISPR, this technology will only push us further up the road of genetically modified foods. In fact, the first genetically modified salmon was recently approved for consumption in the U.S.
Happy dining! We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.